WKGC, it's Dire Straits on the mix. Good morning, I'm Tori Shea, sitting in for Captain Kirkman, along with the regular crew. Tom Hoots is here, and also we have a guest from the Gulf Coast State College Info Desk. Good morning, Jessica Owens, how are you?
Thank you for having me.
Oh, sorry about that. I didn't push your... I gave her the nice introduction and then didn't push her button. I have that habit.
Yes, you do. Well, I know if there's no guest here, it's just keeping me off the air,
which is,
I think our listeners probably thank you
sometimes
for.
Sometimes that's on purpose. Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, but this wasn't. Good morning, Jessica.
Thank you for having me.
How are things going over the info desk?
It's going pretty well. We've calmed down a little bit since the beginning of the semester with the ID and decal line. Mm-hmm. Thanks again, students, for your patience with the breaking of the printer.
But you're there all the time or during business hours for students, for the community that has questions. And like you said, this fall, there are so many things going on. This is the time of year people like to do things in the community and here on campus.
Yes, ma'am.
So I know that... some of Tom's recording friends are over at the Marina Civic Center with the Backstage Pass this weekend, and that's a great series.
It is, and if you've never been to a Backstage Pass, you owe it to yourself to go down there. It's only $5. The stage is set up sideways. And they do a really neat job of lighting the side of the stage and the spiral staircase up to the weight bridge and all of that. It's just absolutely beautiful setup, and it's much more intimate than sitting out in the audience and seeing these people. You're on stage with them.
You can see people plucking the strings.
Oh, and, you're right there. There'll be an area for dancing right in front of
you
the band.
You can dance, too.
Oh, you can dance, too.
You can dance.
That's why
you
and I can never go there at the same time, because we would be totally embarrassing. Yeah, you can dance. This Friday night is the Jeff Carter Group.
Didn't he come on the show once?
He's been on the show several times us, yeah.
And he's played.
Mm-hmm. And he is just a tremendous entertainer, tremendous guitar player. Like I said, it starts at 6. It's $5 to get in. I think you can get a table for there's also if you go online, you can reserve a table right up front if you want to, if you have a group of friends going. Mm-hmm. MarinaCivicCenter.com will get you to the tickets, or you can buy. There'll be tickets available
at the door.
Yeah, sure.
If you don't want
to reserve a ticket, you can just get a ticket at door. There's beverages and adult beverages and snacks all available for purchase there. So it's a really neat thing to do before dinner. It really is. This is kind of a go down there and unwind from the week and listen to some really good music in a really, really neat atmosphere. It's just really cool back there.
And as a producer, you approve of the acoustics in the Marina Civic Center? You
the
feel
Marina
that
Civic
it sounds good?
It sound, this is they always do a great job down there. And actually, there's enough, they fly out a lot of the draperies, but there's enough soft goods up over your head that the acoustics are pretty good on a Backstage Pass.
Okay.
They really are, and they don't have to be so incredibly loud like they do when they're facing an audience of 2,500, because you only have a few hundred people backstage.
Right. Now, that's not the only cultural event going on. Who says there's not culture in Bay County? As we move back to the campus, the Amelia Center Gallery is going to have a new art opening this Friday, Made in Greece. So the students that went to Greece this summer, they do it every summer, right? Make ceramics and photography, and that'll be on display starting on Friday. Just one of the many other events.
I wonder how much that cost to get into.
It's free.
It's free. See, Jessica knows all. She works at the info desk. We're going to talk to you a little bit more about, more specifically, what kind of things the info desk can provide, because we recently have a real person back on the phone lines after trying the automated attendant. And so we love that you're here and you're a real person and you're smiling and you're happy and you're helping all these people. So we're going to talk to you about exactly what happens there. Maybe we'll find out the inside scoop at the info desk. That's coming up on the mix. We've got... we'll check the weather a little bit later. And first, we have a couple of messages from our sponsors on 90.7 FM and HD.
It's the Eagles with Hotel California on the mix. 90.7 WKGC. It's 27 minutes after 9 o'clock. Looks like you guys made it okay this morning without me.
We made it this far without you. I was just thinking about the Hotel California. Sometimes I think this building's a little like that.
You can check in, but you can never leave.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I left this morning.
Yeah.
You did.
You sent me home. This is why I prefer radio over TV.
Yeah, you were not shaven. You were wearing a wrinkly shirt, and I'm going, you know you have a faculty spotlight video to do in about an hour, and you're like,
This is why I prefer radio.
Yeah.
No one cares what I look like, or at least I don't care if you all care.
I really think, I still maintain that like every Wednesday, everybody in the radio needs to come in their furry bunny slippers just to prove we can do that on air.
I've had a host that came in his pajama bottoms and bunny slippers on a regular basis.
That would be too much.
Yeah.
We're on a college campus, though. That looks like we just make us look like a student.
He was let go not too long after that.
The students do that all the time. When I was in college in Illinois, because it's cold up there in the wintertime.
I thought it was Illinois.
Yeah, be quiet. Because the girls especially would show up in, you know, just pajamas for the most part, you know, trying to stay warm.
Okay. Whatever you can do to stay warm.
Exactly. We have Jessica Owens in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Wonderful. Thank you for asking.
We're not going to talk to you yet. We've got to take a quick break. It's 9:30. We've got to look at that weather forecast from News 13's Ross Whitley. We're looking at the tropics. Nothing looking like it's coming our way, but those folks in the Carolinas.
I really hope they're paying attention.
Yeah.
You need to be paying serious attention right now because to quote Bob Dylan, it's a hard rain's going to fall.
And so keep an eye out for that. There's a couple of other things out there, but none of them look like they're coming our way, which is good.
No, I think one of them's heading north, and one of them is going to go south of Cuba and kind of just disappear in some wind shear.
Yep. So anyway, Ross Whitley has a look at our weather forecast, and we'll be back with talking about the information desk here at Gulf Coast State College with Jessica in just a moment here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. 90.7 WKGC, this is the mix, and that is Robert Palmer and Dr. Doctor. I got a bad case of loving you. Not you.
Do not look at me when you say that song
definitely
title.
Will not.
I'm getting the heebie-jeebies over here.
Not at all.
Better than looking at me.
It is 9:34, and we teased this earlier. We even teased her, but Jessica Owens is in charge of the Gulf Coast State College Information Desk.
Yeah.
That's not a glamorous title, because you do far more than that. I mean, you don't just sit at this little desk and provide information.
That
you are
is
coordinating
very true.
All kinds of goodies across campus.
Absolutely. I like to work with student activities. The information desk is actually located in Student Union East, and the desk is right next to the Student Government Association office. And my boss just happens to be Lori Cannon, so I work a lot with student activities and Student Government Association in the student affairs area.
So you've been here, what, 2 years?
I've been here officially 1 year in July.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess it seemed like it had been 2 years. Wow.
So you're kind of like the concierge of the college.
Yes. Yes and no. I'd like to go ahead and clarify that we do have an amazing welcome center.
Okay.
And
all right.
They answer a lot of questions there. Mm-hmm. You had mentioned earlier the phones.
Yes.
We actually have an amazing switchboard person that's located in the admin building. Her name's Carol. I absolutely adore her. And
She's not a robot.
No, she is not.
She's a real human being. We brought her back.
Yes, and she's amazing. And she has definitely significantly helped the information desk. And last but not least, I am not alone at the information desk. I have three amazing student assistants. I have Madison, Clinton, and Victoria that help me at the information desk so that we can make sure that the information desk is open 8 to 6 Monday through Thursday and 8 to 4 on Fridays. So students or community members, like you had mentioned earlier, can come and ask questions.
Very good. So what kind of information do y'all provide?
For the information aspect of it, it kind of goes a little bit into the main thing that Information Desk does actually is provide student IDs and parking decals for students. So we issue that. They have to bring us the correct paperwork in order to obtain the student ID because you can get so many benefits from that. They absolutely have to have a parking decal. Otherwise, they will get a ticket from our friendly FSU police officers that partner with our security.
That's right.
We also do the lost and found. That is a primary location. So if you lose an item, please come see us.
Do you have any umbrellas?
Purple
with polka dots?
Yes.
Really?
Like, no joke. We actually have... Oh, wait. It's either pink or purple.
Okay.
Are you missing one?
Yeah.
Did you misplace it?
Yeah, I left my purple umbrella over at VPA quite some time ago.
Oh.
We are the central location for people giving us their lost and found. We have a log. We have to track it. Mm. We do dispose of the items 30 days after a semester
ends. Oh, my umbrella's long gone then.
Well,
oh,
yeah, umbrellas we like to keep at the desk so that we can help community members or faculty members or students to give it to them if it's raining.
Yeah, that's perfect. Fine.
And they normally bring it back.
Okay.
I've got a broken umbrella. Can I swap it for one of the ones that have been lost?
Well, you do have a connection now with the information.
Okay,
desk,
there we go.
So.
I know. We'll talk about that off air. So you definitely do the parking decal and the student ID. Those things are very important because the student IDs get people in places.
Yeah, it gets you access to, you know, the gym or the whatever you're going to use here on campus.
Visual performing arts for one of the shows and that
labs.
Sort of stuff.
Yeah.
The IDs also can be used not only on our campus, but FSUPC's campus as well because of the Seminole Commodore Alliance that we've been working on very hard to make sure that FSUPC students and Gulf Coast State College students can really expand their student life experience.
So what's the most common question that you get?
For the most common question, it is the information side of it. Location is very difficult for students to understand on this campus, even though our campus is not huge. We have a lot of places that have moved. So advising is probably our biggest question of where it is located.
Where is it located?
It is located in the business building, which is in between the library and social sciences. It has a huge mural painted on it. You can't miss it on the second floor, 206.
Okay.
That's how I describe it because the business office is actually in the admin building. So people get very confused between those two.
Yeah, the business building where we used to teach business classes.
Right.
Which we don't anymore. So it's kind of like the old business
building. Aren't the business classes in this building now?
Yeah, I believe
that's
so.
What I was gonna ask. That's exactly so, what I was going to ask.
Oh, you really can get confused.
Yes.
Especially if you've been here a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that seems to be an issue for people that have been here for a while. They keep going to Student Union West. First floor where advising used to be, which is now under construction because we are moving testing
testing's
from the third floor all the way down to the first floor, and it looks amazing. I got to see one of the overflow rooms yesterday with Arifa, and it was beautiful.
The student union is full of all these catacombs and secret passage hallways and things that I'm always finding new places over there.
I've never been in the catacombs.
You'll get lost.
I don't go over there.
Take a guide.
Well, that's why there's the information.
That's right.
Sure
you can get
a
guide. Absolutely.
You know, take a guide. Take some water because you might get thirsty while you're in there. You know, that kind of thing.
Right. So what's the most difficult question you've gotten?
And this is what I get to touch on now because this was brought up earlier. The information desk does have information regarding events on campus. It is incredibly hard to track every single event that happens.
Yes.
So we will have people that come up to the desk asking me, and I have about 5 different binders that I have to look through, as well as the events calendar online to see. And if they're not in any of those, I have a phone number I can call to over at FSUPC to see if they are actually in the wrong location, because a lot of times there's going to be events on FSUPC's campus, but because the address is incredibly similar, they end up here instead. So probably the most difficult question to answer is anything to do with events. I try to have that information handy and do the best that I can, but there are times where I'm unaware of an event happening.
Well, I feel your pain. Sometimes I'm unaware of an event happening too.
Sometimes we're involved.
Yeah, sometimes it's us and we have no idea what in the world is going on.
We have no concept.
And we try to write it all down and, but today.
We have online schedulers and everything, but you do have to, I found out the failure with an online schedule is you have to look at it.
I keep,
I have this.
That is a key.
That's a key part of that.
I keep
whole
waiting
thing.
For my secretary to remind me.
But of course,
I keep waiting for a secretary.
I did, actually.
You did consider it.
No.
Well,
I
you did
remind.
It this morning. That's a little late.
Better late than never, no?
I suppose.
Okay. 24-hour notice, please.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Jessica and the information desk here at Gulf Coast State College right here on your local public radio station, 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC with Bob Seger, and I don't know, I think that's at least my favorite song of his.
It might, it's
played
it. It's way up there.
Every
anyway,
wedding reception on the planet.
Oh,
has to be.
Yeah.
After a few
drinks,
maybe.
You can't help but dance.
That's right.
Yeah.
Old time rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't played at mine. I didn't have a reception.
No reception.
No, just some food.
Oh, well, food is
get
good.
Get the heck out of there.
Just wrap it up.
Yeah.
Done deal.
I don't remember mine.
That's so romantic. I hope
I don't really remember getting married. This may have been a whole spoof. All I know is that I got up that morning and I was taking a shower the morning I was to wed, and my best man stuck a glass of scotch around the shower curtain for me, and it was kind of all downhill from there.
You woke up in Mexico later.
I did.
They called it a honeymoon.
I woke up with a ring later on, and I went, what?
Was there a woman there? What? There probably was a woman there.
There
too,
was a country song about that back in the 90s. Cletus.
There's a country song about everything.
That's true. Cletus. Cletus Judd or something like that. And he did a song like that, or it was a Joe Diffie song or something like that.
If they didn't, I guess I need to write it.
Yeah. 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 Well, you probably could. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that.
I have a vinyl play today if you'd like to.
We'll get to that in a moment. Okay. We want to talk to our guest more.
I know.
Don't be rude. We've got time. I'm looking at the clock.
We actually talked to our guest before you got here.
Well,
I was fashionably late.
You were tardy.
Fashionably late. I was sent home by the old guy.
He was tardy.
I was
Professor
sent home.
Tardy, that's his new name.
I was sent home to shave, put on a new shirt, look presentable.
You did look like you slept in your car last night, and I just didn't think.
Well, maybe I did, and it's none of your business. You're bringing this up on air, Tom.
Well, it's just one of those things, right? I just, thank you. I deserve that. But I didn't want you to do a faculty
spotlight. I'm
going to
cry later,
video.
And it's all your fault. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Another country song.
I'm going to cry later, and it's your fault. All right. Anyway,
that's
sorry,
nice,
Jessica.
Scott. I like when Scott sings. He's a great singer.
Tori has bad ears. All right. So, I'm totally lost track of where we were, but...
Well, we were at the info desk with Jessica.
What do you do if someone's angry?
Yeah.
Well, first things first, if somebody is upset and angry, I actually am really blessed to have an amazing boss. Lori actually has let me go to a lot of different professional development sessions that HR has put on. So I actually got to go to one of those and learn how to de-escalate situations.
Did they tell you about the bucket of ice water you just throw on them?
I
think
really
that's an advanced
like
training
my
thing.
Job, so I don't want any complaints. But the biggest thing when somebody is angry is if you've been in student union East and you've seen my desk, it's in a very large area that sound carries. So the biggest thing when someone's angry is they're very loud. So my biggest goal is to talk very quietly and calmly, and hopefully they realize how loud they are actually being. Mm-hmm. I just use all the tools that I learned in those professional development sessions to bring it down. I do have a lot of other work that I do at the desk. So if I happen to be sitting at the desk and hear tones that are being used with my student assistants, I will step in. I have a very strong relationship with FSU police and the security team here on this campus, and 100% feel safe that if I needed to, I have a radio, I have a phone, I have other things that I'm not supposed to mention on air, so I can easily obtain them at a moment's notice if I need to have them come.
They're our buddies too.
Yeah, they're
awesome. Don't mess with Jessica.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. They're awesome.
So, what's the most interesting or strange request that you get over there at the information desk?
I thought about this and talked to Lori about it because I want to make sure that I don't say anything negative on air. Things are funny to me that students do, and I just want to go ahead and say that disclaimer. If you're listening, we're not making fun or anything like that. It was just a little entertaining. So for me, we have to make student IDs. And probably the most funny thing that's happened to me is they are required to bring a valid form of photo identification and their schedule. And valid form of photo identification is very fun for me because I get to sometimes see passports. I actually got to see this card from somebody that they got from transportation, and they can go anywhere in like the world. It's really legit and cool. So
the ultimate fast pass.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I had a student come up to the desk, and this student had an ID that was a license that was not only expired but cut in half.
Okay.
And I was asked if that was a valid form of photo identification. So very kindly, I responded with no. But that was probably the most funny experience.
That is interesting.
And interesting, because just so all of you students know out there, if it's cut in half, it's probably not valid anymore.
Yeah, that would be you can, not valid.
If you, for some reason or another, cannot get a driver's license, the state of Florida will provide you with a photo, valid photo ID.
Right. It's
valid.
It's like $20.
Yeah, and you can get on airplanes with it and all that stuff.
Absolutely, so. And we do accept those. And we actually have a very, very wide range of age here on campus. And because of Trio, we actually even have as young as middle schoolers that mm-hmm. have student IDs. So they do not have those Florida identification cards. So we have excused the valid form of photo identification.
Do they make the corporate college folks get student IDs?
Yes, they do.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. Okay. They get student IDs, but they do not get parking decals.
I see.
How do they know then?
Yeah, how do they not get towed?
They get, okay, so first off, I'm going to clear this up right now because I've had a lot of people coming to the desk terrified that they're going to get towed.
Mm-hmm.
No one is getting towed, ever.
Yes,
okay?
Thank you.
It is very expensive to tow people. You will get a ticket,
mm-hmm.
and they can range from $25 to $50 depending on what you have done. But for the parking of corporate college, we have temporary parking passes that can be designated for specific
sure.
events. So like Katrina, when she does events, she will actually print them out for them ahead of time. That is what our corporate college does. They actually make them print them out for a certain period of time, and they put them in the dash of their car.
Well, right now we're experiencing a little crunch in parking. It's no secret to anyone.
Yeah.
They are working on it.
Oh, yeah.
And in front of Student Union East, I don't know if any students have realized this, but they have put bags over the visitor parking. So mm-hmm. that means you can park there. So
I was over there yesterday. I saw that. I thought that's a good idea.
We are working to make this not as painful.
Well, I know they have long-term plans to do it.
And, absolutely.
They're redoing some of the parking mm-hmm. spaces. And, of course, the flyover took
right.
a chunk
There's
of
a
our parking spaces.
Going and, on. And, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
Ian's fault.
It's Ian's fault.
This whole thing is Ian's fault, but I blame almost everything goes wrong with me right now on Ian Satter from the Department mm-hmm. of Transportation.
But you know what it also means? That we have a parking problem? That means we have
means
a student problem.
Here.
That's right.
A very good problem.
We're having
to have.
More and more students here on our campus, and that is a fantastic thing.
That's right.
Okay, so I have to ask this question because it's on the paper, and I'm going to ask it before you do. Finally. We want to give you a scenario.
Oh, boy.
What if I called up and said I wanted to go to college to be a clown?
I would actually direct you to Jason Hedden.
That is the perfect person.
Oh, there
you
go.
He is the head clown.
He actually went to school. When he went to school in theater, he actually took a circus class, and they had to choose activities that you would do in a circus, and he is an amazing juggler. I don't know if anybody knows this.
He can also ride a unicycle.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Those were the two things that he chose to learn. So if you wanted to go to school to become a clown, I would direct you to Jason, because he will definitely give you the hookup.
Mm-hmm.
So you could actually do that at Gulf Coast State College. You could gain
those
skills.
We don't have a degree here.
There's
specifically
no degree
at Gulf Coast
in clowning,
State College.
But
Jason would get you started where you need to in theater to become
a
professional clown.
Have all the skills, all the background.
Absolutely.
Does getting a degree in clown, is this some kind of does this qualify you to run for political office or something?
No, it qualifies you to be chair of visual performing arts, though.
There are no qualifications for that.
No qualifications.
Haven't you realized?
No, okay. We did a show a few years ago in which Jason put those talents to use. They had the students. They were juggling. They were mm-hmm. balancing things on their faces and riding unicycles and doing all of this circus
type thing. He's a phenomenal teacher.
Well, yeah, he's all right. Yeah. No.
Well,
Jason and I have worked together we came to Gulf Coast at the same time. Yeah. So I've seen all of his clown act. I've seen it all.
He was on an open house not too long ago. He was downstairs in the Great Hall juggling tennis rackets. So.
During art break.
At one point, he was juggling tennis rackets laying on his back on the floor, which was...
No way.
Yeah, that's him.
I try to get him to light him on fire. He just won't do it for me.
No, I did too.
No, he does juggling and unicycles at Art Break every year downtown and invites people to come down and he'll show him how to do it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Fun.
He claims he can teach anybody to juggle.
He can. I've witnessed it. I watched somebody come to a session where he was speaking and he taught this person in less than 10 minutes how to juggle. And she, to this day, is still juggling.
I think I would have been more successful in my career if I would have learned how to juggle.
Yeah.
I'm help you.
If you're
going
to manage a radio station, I would think juggling would be one of the things that you really do need to know how to do.
Thing I missed out on. Jason's usually listening to us, so I try to get into his schedule and see if he'll teach me to juggle.
Maybe he'll teach you. Yeah, still a chance.
I think he needs to come up here.
Do it on radio,
and we'll all learn how to. We'll all get lavalier mics on, and we'll learn how to juggle on air.
Okay, well, that'll be about
that
as exciting as the time he showed up in fishnets.
Entertaining for the audience. Yeah.
Well, we could do a video feed.
And
well,
there's the sound effects. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We could get a lot out of that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Jessica, thank you for coming on and during
thank
the punishment that we call the mix.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course,
me.
You can come on anytime, by the way.
Well, how can we call you if we need information?
Yeah.
My extension is 2805. If you have any questions regarding student activities on campus, I will hopefully have the answer within arm's reach. Something else that a lot of people call me about is the trips. We do have an Italy trip planned. If you have any questions about that, please give me a call. You can either, like I said, call 2805, which is my extension, or you can email me. It's jowens9@gulfcoast.edu.
Very good.
All right.
Well, Jessica, thank you for coming in.
And
thank
that
you.
Main switchboard, 769-1551.
Yes.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell. I dial it, but I don't remember. Yeah, yet. Anyway. We'll wrap things up with our vinyl play of the day. Tom, what do you have?
I have Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce, which was a song he wrote when he found out his wife was pregnant. He wrote it about her. And I really, really, and then, of course, died in an airplane accident shortly after. This was a number one hit for a while, as almost everything he did turned out to be a number one hit. Tragic accident, tragic loss, Jim Croce.
And one of the best, I think it's poetic.
Yes,
is what
it
he's
is
done there.
Very, very poetic.
It's your vinyl play of the day on the mix on 90.7 WKGC.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. Enough time.